Hello, GWA Backstage. How are you, boys and girls? This is my erotica mind, and I'm here answering the Nice to Meet You questionnaire by Little Mako. So, hi, Little Mako. Nice to meet you, baby. let's get started. Please introduce yourself, your username, and what name you'd like to go by. Oh my god! I am my erotica mind, and you can call me Erotica. Okay, feel free to come up with a new story. I actually already told this in another questionnaire, but I can make, you know, a long story short. And, well, I needed a name that translated my work and my personality here in the WA and a sexy name. So I came up with this one because my mind is so erotic. I have erotic stuff on my mind. And I just love the sound, how erotica sounds. So that's it. That's why I came up with that one. are you or aspiring to be a performer, writer, looker, etc.? So, yes, I am a writer and performer. I write scripts, but not that much. But actually, I am a real writer. Not famous, not anything, but I am writing. And I was a blogger, a little bit known here, and but not rich anything. But I made some friends and I was known. And now things are gonna change in my life. I mean, they are changing, and I am starting an adventure on the erotic right. So that's it. but I am here performer, so I think it's performer, right? I mean, I record all this. Yeah, I think that's applicable for me. Three, favorite musical genre. Top three music artists. Depends on my mood, and I am really eclectic. I love Brazilian songs, Brazilian music as forró, samba, funky, sertanejo, it's kind of country music. And but I also love pop rock, blues rock. I like rock. Like rock a little bit. And I have all my guilty pleasures. And well, top three, let's say that I actually depends on my mood, but if I have to choose three on the whole life, they would be Elvis Presley, David Bowie, and Aerosmith. Yeah, but you know, depends on my mood. Four, what's your current favorite kink or fetish? What do you find sexy? Okay, wow, my current favorite kink or fetish is the EDLG. I mean, I just discovered myself a little girl, and I like it, and I just can't barely talk about it without, you know, getting happy. Okay, so yes, it's my current favorite, but well, unfortunately, I don't have any daddy, and it seems like the daddies doesn't like me, so okay, yeah, never mind. Someday, who knows? okay, five, kink or fetish you'd like to learn more about. Okay, I don't know. I actually don't know. I mean, I learn about every kink or fetish that I am introduced to, so you know, I would like to learn more about the shibari and bondage, but I don't like any way to be tied. I mean, I just hate it, and it's such a trigger for me. But I would like to, you know more about, because there are beautiful things, and I think it's beautiful, I think it's art, but I don't like to be bound, you know, to be tied. But that's it. Seven, favorite celebrity voice. Do you prefer higher or lower pitch voices? Lower, for sure. My favorite celebrity voice, I think Joaquin Phoenix. And this is because he has a soft, tender voice, but at the same time so firm, you know, so oh my god, that guy, I would love to lie down on his voice. Maybe he slept. Okay, he will never listen to this. I hope that Joaquin Phoenix is not a GWA guy here. It would be awkward, but okay. Do you have any celebrity here? I was wondering. I was thinking. It would be really interesting. I just had an idea. Okay. Let's move on. I jumped one. Biggest pet peeve. Sorry. I'm gonna answer this one. I just hate people that think they are better than us. They're, you know, I'm the best. Fuck the rest. And I say, oh my god, such a pain in the ass. I just hate it. And I hate the guys that think that, you know, they're better than girls. I just say, oh my god, you're not. I mean, guys, the cock, the penis, is not a miracle. But, okay, so don't think that because you have a dick, you're better than me. You're not. Okay. 8. What ice cream flavor would your sexual preferences be? Feel free to come up with a brand new flavor. Additionally, how do you prefer your ice cream? On its own, with or without toppings, sauces in a cone, or a waffle, etc. Okay. So, first of all, my ice cream is served on a big, huge, actually, bowl, a crystal one, yes, and it is dark chocolate, really dark chocolate, with pepper, and some colorful sprinkles, just like unicorn. Evil unicorn. And a little bit of vanilla sauce, just a little bit, and a big, huge, fat cherry on the top. Yes, it would be awesome. And with a big, fat piece of the darkest chocolate ever, because it's strong, not because of the darkness, but because the flavor is so strong, and I just love it, you know. Ooh, I think that tastes good. 9. What are your biggest idiosyncrasies? What makes you me? I think that I am a funny person. I mean, I love to joke. And I am maybe a class clown. So I love to joke. I love to make people laugh and feel happy. And that's it. I just love it. And everything with me is about sex. That's why I just feel free here. I mean, let me tell you a story about 2 weeks ago. I was working and my friend was there. He was working with me and he said, hey, I have 2 bananas. Do you want one? And I said, yes, please. I was starving, so he gave me the banana and I was eating. And then he told me, hey, check up the group. So I just checked our group messages, message group, whatever. And there was my picture eating the fucking banana. And I just said, okay, you sent to everyone? And he said, yes. And instead, I get mad with him. I just wrote, hey everyone, see how jealous he is. I mean, he has to show everyone that I am eating his banana. So my mouth is his. I mean, he owns my mouth. And everyone just started to laugh, and I was laughing either. So that's it. I mean, I think sex can be funny, and I love funny things. That's it. Okay, 10. What do you hope to get out of GWA or GWA backstage? Well, how can I say? Look, I just joined to the WA because I am fighting this depression and it's really working. I'm here not even, you know, oh, my ring, sorry, I'm playing with my ring. And I'm here less than 30 days and I am getting better. So maybe I hope to heal myself and know people and, you know, just feel better, feel free, and maybe come up with a new career, my career. So that's it. Thank you, have a wonderful day or night. Thank you, YouTube, Little Mako, and everyone who's listening. So thank you for the questionnaire. I hope you enjoy my take, and well, let's talk about it. Bye-bye.